banned for small amounts of drugs.
We have no evidence to suggest that the criminal justice system is going to improve connections to treatment.
Opponents of Oregon's efforts to recriminalize drugs argue the new law will just lead to more incarcerations. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Officials with the Kansas City Irish Fest are warning of a possible fundraising scam following the shooting death of a popular restaurant owner this week. KNBC reports that a GoFundMe site was posted following the death of Sean Brady, who owned and operated Brady and Fox Restaurant. A GoFundMe page has been started by the Kansas City Irish Fest. A separate one has been started that does not have a known connection with the Irish Fest or Brady's family. Two teens have been charged with second-degree murder in the case. One person is dead after drowning at a lake in Geary County. KSNT reports that the Geary County Sheriff's Office posted on social media that the victim was underwater at Milford Lake for more than 10 minutes. A bystander administered CPR. Emergency personnel arrived and pronounced the victim dead at the scene. The identity of the individual has not been released pending notification of next of kin. Blue-green algae advisories have been issued for a number of Kansas lakes. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks issued public health warnings Friday for Atchison City Lake No. 8, the Geary County Gathering Pond, and the Malvern Outlet River Pond in Osage County. A harmful algae bloom may look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water. In sports, the Kansas City Royals lost to the Houston Astros yesterday 5-2. They play their third game in the series at 1:10 this afternoon in Houston. And in football, Kansas State easily beat Tennessee Martin Skyhawks 41-6. A look at our KPR area forecast. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s, light winds from the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and a little cooler for Labor Day. Highs tomorrow in the upper 70s. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
That's tomorrow on Morning Edition. Listen by telling your smart speaker to play your local station by name. I'll tell mine to play WAMU.
Ask yours to play Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 in Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can also listen online, streaming KPR 1 and KPR 2 at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday. Coming up, millions of people visit Yellowstone National Park every year, hoping to see bison roam free. The park says there's room for more bison, but Montana says enough is enough. That story just ahead as Weekend Edition Sunday continues here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. This week on KPR Presents, from the Kansas countryside to the casinos of Las Vegas to the racetracks of California. Shannon Pufall is the Kansas author behind the new film On Swift Horses, which she says is a tribute of sort to her grandmother.
Most of my memories are of playing cards, driving in the car, and hanging out in casinos with my grandma. Yeah.
Again, that's a conversation with Shannon Pufall about On Swift Horses. We'll also preview the upcoming season of programs at the Dole Institute of Politics with their director, Audrey Coleman. That's all on KPR Presents 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPER2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPER1.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and...
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Just ahead, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch your dollars, and we've got a great way to make your KPR contribution go a lot farther. Our fall membership drive begins Friday morning, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar during our Power Breakfast. Double the value of your KPR pledge. Mark your calendar for Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. Looks like a beautiful day in store for today and tomorrow, Labor Day. Tomorrow, we're expecting highs in the upper 70s. It's 69 in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Sattva, committed to making jewelry designs, including handcrafted artisan designs from Bali, Turkey, Israel, and India. JTV is available on TV or at jtv.com.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. Stay with us. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Next time on KPR Presents, from the Kansas countryside to the casinos of Las Vegas to the racetracks of California, Shannon Pufall is the Kansas author behind the new film on swift horses, a tribute of sorts to her grandmother.
Most of my memories are of playing cards, driving in the car, and hanging out in casinos with my grandma. Yeah.
We'll also preview the upcoming season of programs at the Dole Institute of Politics with their director, Audrey Coleman. I'm Kay McIntyre. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 10 o'clock.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRX. Have you ever tried asking an artist or writer how she does what she does? And have you noticed that even the most creative people can't really explain it?
When a book is going well, the book knows a lot more than I do. And I just follow it. And also the characters will take me to places that I was completely unprepared for.
Seriously? The book writes itself?
What I think is that when you're in that flow state where it feels like you lose your sense of self and time and place, and it feels like those creative thoughts are coming through you, they're coming from someplace else, because the part of your brain that's dorsolateral prefrontal cortex is turned down, so it does feel like it's coming through you from someplace else.
I'm Ann Strandchamps, and this hour, demystifying creativity. Is it magic or neuroscience or both? First this.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
Her diaries. I fell in love with her diaries.
Loved.
what I discovered in those pages was completely unlike this femme fatale stereotype. What I discovered in those pages was a very talented, soulful woman, just brimming with passion to really live and to compose great symphonies and operas like no woman has ever done, she said. She was just so on fire with enthusiasm and idealism. When Gustav Mahler, who was 20 years older than her, proposed to her, he had her give up her own music as a condition of their marriage. That puts her in just this whole new light. She was always in Mahler's shadow, and some Mahler fans kind of have this negative view of her. It just puts her in a whole new light, and I really wanted to make her the center of her own story.
And we'll hear that story after this. I'm Ann Strangchamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio. PRX. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into education, arts, and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 77 in Emporia, 77 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
We're talking about what sparks creativity. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming renowned pianist Jonathan Biss, performing works by Franz Schubert and more, Sunday, September 22nd, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community when you make a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org.
You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? And I'm Ann Strangchamps. Until next time.
PRX. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising,
from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecolorpress.com. We have a beautiful day in store for us. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s, mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. It's 78 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
It's to the best of our knowledge from PRX.org. Coming up, the religion scholar Elaine Pagels introduced the world to the Gnostic Gospels. She's written 8 books about the early church, but she has never talked about the events that animated some of her best-known work, the deaths of her young son and husband.
The things that happened with the loss of my son and my husband were devastating. They kind of were a black hole. I had to put them behind me, though, because my husband and I had adopted 2 babies right before his death. So those things were put way in the background. I simply obliterated them in my mind as a way to survive.
25 years later, Elaine Pagels is ready to talk about grief and loss and the religious imagination. I'm Ann Strainchamps. It's to the best of our knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s, light winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tomorrow, Labor Day, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Manhattan, 79 in Topeka. 81 degrees in Emporia. This is KPR.
We're talking about the roots of religion this hour, and we even found a new name.
I was publishing poems under my birth name, which is Nelson Dimery, but I was born a third, so I was born Nelson Dimery III. The name seemed to me a name I was sharing with 2 other people, my father and my grandfather. I felt this sort of pang. I was like, wow, this isn't really all the way mine. I had a dream where I was in a very crowded waiting room. The receptionist calling people through the door was saying names. She got to the name Jericho. Nobody got up. I said I was going to be Jericho, although I knew that wasn't my name, and she let me through the door. And when she let me through the door, I woke up. I'm thinking about this dream I just had. It's so weird. I had to pretend I was Jericho to get through the door. And because I was living in New Orleans, no matter what time of night it is, it was always somewhere to go. I got up and I got in my car and I went for a drive and I went into a bar that was in the French Quarter. I met somebody and the guy said, you know, he was clearly, you know, trying to come on to me. And he asked me my name. And I wasn't interested in the guy, so I didn't want to give him my real name. So I told him my name was Jericho. And that's when he said, Jericho is loosely translated, defense. And of course that makes sense, right? Because we know that Jericho is all about the wall that surrounds it, the wall of defense. The wall that Joshua had to walk around for all those days. And so I decided that that would be my name. Right then and there, in that nightclub, in that bar, Jericho.
Jericho Brown, We'll hear more from him after this. I'm Ann Strainchamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative, stamped, and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at spiderartconstructors.com. And from the Lead Center, welcoming renowned pianist Jonathan Biss, performing works by Franz Schubert and more, Sunday, September 22nd at 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. This is KPR.
Thanks to you for listening.
PRX. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz. We'll also have the latest news from NPR. Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where a live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. This is KPR.